that seemed like shapes of folk you know. And as it goes, a few times in my late teens, I did hang out in a wild scene with loads of mad-for-it blokes up for a bit of a do at all hours. And us lads all clad up with night glow paint masks like we're dead set to fray and have a go at next man with the hands of the mob and feud deep because of small-mind yob crap like style codes or post-zone turf wars or a past its sell date grudge between top dogs from foe ends and spill bad blood in a fresh new spat. But we don't spar, we chuck back pills and neck wrong booze right down as hard in the old woods on that hot, hot night so warm we leak much sweat, yet still we burn loads of logs and make a group round them as blue and gold flame leap and soar up the gang all beat out drum beats and the war dance flares in the black, black air and the old school drugs kick in round the dread flame as it rage and crack and fizz and snap as sparks of gold like flies that blaze and chase up and up and up as we join and move in a moon shape, curl and dance and dance and dance as one and hands clap and all our hearts beat in time and blasts of a horn sound out loud that are blown from of a long white tusk that call down to God knows what. And I froth and twitch mozbite high like when I was real ill as a kid and have brow sweat burn and cook up so hot I am sure that I am dead and walk with spooks in the next realm and see things clear that aren't there to next man but are plain to me. When I find out when sick that I can fall in the lure of a strong spell and did not know who I was no more and the docs say I'd been in a fugue state and while in it I drift and view a glimpse of shit most can't see and I guess I get lost in a well-told tale too. That's why I'm fond of the drone books like when I got put in a strong trance and had thoughts plant deep in my mind so that I get up on stage and make a right div of my bad self. I was just a teen then on a rare trip to the sea, on a rave up with my new group of short-lived mates I met through the fucked up kids' home. And we went to a show. I can still see his bright name flare out white in arc lamplight whose bulbs flash so harsh they could be seen by ships far, far out on the jade calm sea that we stood by. And it read, "Dare you stare at the great Oz?" And this old bald guy with earth blue eyes, cold in a blade sharp suit, stands up all in black on the huge stage. And he starts this long rap about how we all could full chill now and calm right down and lays back in your seat and float there.